poem called Arkansas Traveler. And it's basically, or started out to be about my great-grandfather, and then like all my poems, it ended up about me. But and my grandmother, he's very fond of, who was his daughter. My great-grandfather left Bohemia in 1856 to get out of the Austro-Hungarian War, and ended up in Arkansas, and 4 years later got in another war in 1860, as you can imagine. And I think that's mostly... then he ended up in a prison camp for a couple of years and then went back to Little Rock. There are some quotes from family letters which I feel impelled to go like this for, but I won't. But I hope you can tell when the quotes come. If you can't, tough luck. I don't know. I don't know what to say. I might go like this, but I won't. Why do I say these things? Arkansas Traveler. On the far side of the water, high on a sandbar, grandfathers are lolling above the Arkansas River. Guitars in their laps, cloth caps like kegney down over their eyes. A woman is strumming a banjo. Another adjusts her bow tie and boiled shirt waist. And in the half-light, the frogs begin from their sleep to ascend into darkness. Vespers recalibrate through the underbrush, the insect choir offering its clear soprano out of the vaulted gum trees into the stained glass of the sky. Almost 95 years to the day, I saw Ellison Smythe passed out on the back seat of an Oldsmobile 88 in the spring of 1952 in Biltmore Forest, North Carolina, who then rose up from the dark of his 16th year and said to the nothingness, "Where are we? Who's driving this goddamn thing?" My great-grandfather stepped off the boat from the Archduchy of Upper Austria and headed north to the territory and into another war here just past the Mississippi on the Arkansas. I don't know that it was such a great blessing sending us to Arkansas, but it was so regarded at the time, and we're grateful to General Jackson. Still, don't let me die as grandmother did, suddenly on a steamboat stuck fast on a sandbar, unable to get to Little Rock, and was 4 years later a volunteer captain in the Confederacy and took a mini ball in his pallet at Chickamauga he carried there till his death almost half a century afterwards, and wrote a poem back to the widow of one of his men about a sure return where life is not a breath, nor life's affections transient fire in heaven's light. And was captured again and wounded again, confined for 2 years at Rock Island Prison, and came back to Little Rock and began his career, and died at 66, a ticket to Cuba stored flat in his jacket pocket. When Jesus walked on the night grass, they say not even the dew trembled. Such intricate catechisms of desire, such golden cars down the wrong side of the sky. Each summer in Little Rock, like a monk in his cell, saying the lesson over and over until it is shining, all day I'd prove up my childhood till lights out snapped on the fireflies who floated like miniature jellyfish off the reefs of the sleeping porch, whose jasmine and rose-scented air broke over me back and forth before I could count the half of them and settled me under. This was before I was 10. That year my grandfather, my look-alike on the sandbar, died. The war ended and nothing was ever the same way again. His mantelpiece clock sits on my dresser now, still gilded in 19th century. Devotion, remember, is what counts. Without it, you're exiled, twisted and small. The next morning, we play golf. Four holes on the backside, trailing our footprints like paired bodies emptied and left out to dry in the web of sunlight and wet grass behind us over the clipped fairways. My grandmother and I up before anyone else, each day I was there, the sun already a huge hot thumb at 7 o'clock on our bare heads. Later, its print still warm on my forehead, sunset like carrot juice down the left pane of the sky into the indeterminacy of somewhere else, I'd roll the tarpaulin down and up on the sleeping porch, the frog shrill and insect shrill, threading out of the bushes as palpable as a heart string, whatever that was back then, always in memory. To speak of the dead is to make them live again. We invent what we need. Knot by knot, I untie myself from the past and let it rise away from me like a balloon. What a small thing it becomes. What a bright tweak at the vanishing point, blue on blue.